Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 24th day of the month of Cheshvan. Today's program is dedicated as a refuah for our daughter, Yakira Emuna Bas Shoshana Roiza, late last night, following a day of her complaining about stomach pain. We finally brought her to the ER late last night. She had an appendicitis. She just got out of surgery about an hour or so ago, and Chas V'Hashem, thank God, everything went well, and she's recovering, and we're very grateful and thankful Hashem that everything went smoothly and that she should have a quick, painless, easy recovery. We appreciate your tefillos, Yakira Emuna Bas Shoshana Roiza. Please continue to dive in as well for all of those listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devora, Pesach Betalo ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana and Raya Bas Michal, may they and all in need have a Refuah Shalema. Additionally, please continue to keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held in hostage in Gaza, well now over 400 days. May they speedily, please, please, be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Howard Zaks of Congregation Torat Emet in Columbus, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizik. We'll be followed by Rabbi Zaks slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim that we recite here on the call, Parat Chas, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated as well into English. And then Rabbi Zaks will lead us in the three daily Mishaberach that we say here on the call, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, our precious soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, those still being held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, has a link to follow along with all of the Tehillim, as well as Achenu and the Mishaberach. You can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zaks.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for this opportunity to once again share a few words of Chizuk. And may your daughter Yakira have a refuah shalema. To be brutally honest, it's been a struggle for much of this past year and beyond to be mechazek myself, and even more so my tehillah. It feels like not correct. In fact, there has been an ever-mounting intensification in our suffering and grief. The unimaginable attack that took place 416 days ago, and the massacre that ensued, the hostage taking, ongoing hostage vigil, the war with Hamas and Hezbollah that has wounded and taken the life of so many, including 800 IDF soldiers in their prime. We feel it in the rise of anti-Semitic attacks and rhetoric. In fact, just this last week, a group of armed neo-Nazis paraded through the streets of my hometown in downtown Columbus. And this week, Rahman Atzlan, Rabbi Tzvi Kogan, a Chabad Shaliach in the United Arab Emirates, was kidnapped and brutally murdered. That came the mo. And for all of that, and on top of all of this grief and sorrow, is the unyielding portrayal of Israel as victimizer and villain in the papers and the news around the world. We see in the misdirected daily reports of how many were killed in Gaza yesterday and in Lebanon today. We know that this is a false narrative, and it pours salt on our wounds. unfortunately, we have not really put forth a truly compelling counter-narrative. I'd like to endeavor to offer one this morning, one that may also be used in refuting some of the character attacks on Yaakov Avinu, beginning in this week's Parsha of Toldot. To begin, while preparing for the High Holidays Yomim Noraim this year, I came to read a new book by Rabbi Shlomo Brody entitled The Ethics of Our Fighters, which takes a deep dive into the Jewish ethics of war from World War I until it was published just before October 7th attack. It covers that period from World War I right up until and before the Gaza War. In this book, I was introduced to a concept that has in fact been the chazek me in all of my conversations and interactions regarding Israel's conduct in fighting Hamas and Hezbollah. I've shared it with friends and foes, always to great effect. Rabbi Brody presents in his book the concept of symmetrical and asymmetrical warfare. A symmetrical war is what we might regard as a conventional war between two sovereign countries or states. In such a war, there are inevitably winners and losers, land is lost or gained, and there are rules that the countries are expected to follow, even in wartime, such as the Geneva Convention that deals with protection of POWs, Red Cross medical access, etc. The wars like Great World Wars, even the War of Independence and Israel's wars since then against those enemies around her, is what we would call symmetrical wars. An asymmetrical war is a war where a country or state is forced to fight against an insurgency or terrorist organization that does not use or believe in a conventional military playbook. There are no rules. All is fair game. Using human shields, even one's own citizens, placing fighters and weapons in schools, hospitals, and homes, using tunnels to harbor hostages and plan surprise attacks. How does one win an asymmetrical war? History has proven that you really can't. America could not win in Vietnam against the Viet Cong who used tunnels, the first used tunnels, and other asymmetrical methods. Neither Russia nor America could defeat the Taliban in Afghanistan. And the list goes on. Very few, if any, nation states have effectively defeated a terrorist organization in an asymmetrical war. So how do you win an asymmetrical war? By making it symmetrical. You have to fight the enemy on their terms. And that is what Israel has learned to do. And why Israel is and will defeat Hamas and Hezbollah and the others. Yes, it was not only ingenious that Israel was able to blow up hundreds of pagers and walkie-talkies, but it was also necessary. And so it's striking preemptively and in populated areas, if that is the battleground of choice of the terrorists and the location of their weapons and command and control centers. This is not the choice of the IDF, but it is the playbook that they are compelled to follow if they wish to defeat this kind of evil, this type of enemy. And even still, the IDF makes a great effort to inform and to spare civilian casualties, often at the risk of its own soldiers. This then has become my response to those who point a finger at Israel and try to vilify her for trying to defeat an enemy and win a war whose ground rules were cemented on October 7th, 2023, when all moral boundaries were shattered with the brutal slaughter and massacre of so many men, women, and children with gleeful intent and hundreds dragged by their hair into captivity. Israel has had no choice but to make this a symmetrical war and to fight it on terms that they can and will win. I believe that this may also give us an insight behind Yaakov's approach to dealing with his brother Esau and his uncle Laban. We know that Yaakov is compelled by forces around him, including his mother's prophetic vision regarding Esau. He claims the birthright and, quote, steals the blessing. But at this point, even he seems a little hesitant about the methods employed. It is not until he returns in Parshat Vayishlah that he fully understands what he had to do to survive and to ensure and preserve the Brit Avot, the covenant of his father and grandfather. He declares to his brother, "In Lavan Garti, I have lived with Lavan, and I get it now. I know how he and how you operate, and I understand, for the sake of the covenant, how I have had to and must respond in kind." Yaakov acknowledges against his better self that when dealing with an Esav or a Lavan, one is forced to bring symmetry to an asymmetrical relationship. We'll now continue with the recitation of Tehillim and Misha Berach. Psalm 20. Amaseach Mizmor David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Salah. Yisagev Choshen Elokei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umtzion Yisadecha. Yizkor Kol Menuchatecha V'olatcha Yedash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha. V'chol Atatcha Yimalei. Niranina Bishuatecha V'shein Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalutecha. Ata Yodati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho. Yanein Mishmei Kodesho Bigurot V'shta Yimino. Eile V'recha V'eile V'asusim. Anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu, nazkir. Heimo karu v'nafalu, anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai Hoshia, ha-melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. V'machafkim on Psalm 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo esto, v'no desha yardi seini, ha-meim l'uchot y'nahaleini. Nashi yishoved, yantein v'magle tzedek, v'ma'an shumo. Gam ki eilech b'gein salmavet lo ira ro, yata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, heima yinach amuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sororoi, vishanta b'shem in roshi, kozi rivaya. Ach tov ochet ev yedufuni kol yimei chayai, vishavti b'veit Adonai, v'yorech yomi. Ilim Kuskaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir l'malot. Esaynai elari, me'ayim yivo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim ba'aretz. Al yitei lamut raglecha, al yonun shomrecha, hinei lo yonun blo yishon shomer Yisroel. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko, v'yoreach ba'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikoro, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai Yishmo Sechovecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam. Psalm 130, Tilim Kuflamid. Shir Amalo, Imam Akin, Kiraticha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Yena Azecha, Kashubo Bekol Tachadunai. Emavon no Tishmo Yo, Adonai, Mi'amod. Imcha Haslicha, V'man Tivorei. Yiviti Adonai kitza nafshi, v'lidvara hofalti. Nafshi Adonai mi shomim laboker, shomim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kimer no yaches, sere beimot edus. Hu yifed Yisrael mikol avonotas. Psalm 142, Kuf Membet. Maskil, v'dolne v'yotzama, rotzatila. Koli Adonai Ezra Koli El Adonai Eshanan Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Torati Lefanav Agid Yitatei Polai Ruchi Vata Yadata Nativati Ba'orav Zuha Alei Amnu Fachli Abek Kamin Ure'e Ve'eli Makir Avad Manos Mimeni Ein Doresh Lenafshi Za'akti Eilech Adonai Amati ata machsi chelki be'eret ha'chayim. Hakshiva el rinati. Idaloti ma'od hatzileini mirodofai ki amtu mimeni. Hotsi avi machke nashi lo'odod et shemecha. Vi yachtiru tzadikin ki sigmo oloi. in with Achenu. Achenu kol Beit Yisrael hanuzim b'tzor basaro v'ashir yah omdim bein b'yom ubein b'yom asha amakom yirachem aleihem yotzei mitzaron avacha me'afeilo la'ora mishibud v'gu'ula hashatav agala v'zman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Misha Berach, or Chayalei Tzahal, prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Misha Berach, Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, V'yivarecha Chayalei Tzahagana, Yisrael V'anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Omdim Al Mishma Arfeinu, V'orei Eloheinu, Migul Halvanan, בגבול הלבנן ועד מדבר מצרים מן הים הגדול, אבבו הערבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעשה לחיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה מכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח רפא והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ואברהם בחטא ישוע בעטרת ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אליכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר, אמן. מי שברך השבויים, a prayer for those being held captive. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה, אהרון, דוד ושלמה, ויבורך וישמוע וינצור את נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל. ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנתונים, בתור ובשביו, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא לרחמים עליהם, יוצאי מחושך וצער מוות, ומסורותיהם, ינתק ממצוקותיהם, יושיעם, וישיבם מהירו לחיק משפחותיהם. ידעו לנו נוי חסדו ונפלותיו לבני אדם. וקוים בהם נקרא שכתוב, ותהיה אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון ברינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם. תעשו בשמחה יציבו, ונשאו יגון ואנחה ונאמר, אמן. Finally, מישה ברך וחולם, and I pause, please insert the name or names of those for whom you are wishing refuah shleimah. Misha Berach Avotenu, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovri Shlomo, Uyivoreh Yirapeh, Es. אז ברוך ירחם מלאו, עליהם לתבון מרפותם, לתתם, לאחיותם, ישעלם הרפוע שלנו מן השמיים, רימה חבריהם, שלטי ביהם, תושך הישראל, תפו את הנפש, רפו את הגוף, השלב הגלות זמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
אמן, thank you so much. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Thank you so much, Rabbi Zach, for your good wishes as well. Look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in years Hashem, in the near future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world.